Marty Foley on Today FM. Today FM's cash machine.
Hit the wrong button, lads. But not to worry, I'll give you the toll on the cash machine that we get right into it. Where's my sheets of paper? There they are. €265,000 on the cash machine. Our biggest ever total.
Throw another thousand on. Throw another thousand on for the people. Give the people what they want. Give them another thousand.
Yeah, €265,000 ahead of Christmas. That'd be nice. And it could be you winning on Friday afternoon. Text the word win and only the word win to 57557. Text costs €2.50 plus your standard message rate to play. Over 18s, you're playing across the Go Loud network of radio stations. And terms and conditions are on the website and todayfm.com. Don't forget that total. €265,000. €265,000 could be yours. You can play online on todayfm.com/cash machine or text win to 57557. Answer within five rings on Friday and tell us €265,000.
He's here.
Talk to Foley. Voice notes 0874 100 102.
Good afternoon. Welcome to Soft Launch Day 750 on the show. It's Ray over here and JP's over there.
A very good afternoon to you.
A very good afternoon, JP. So on this controversial list of items that one would have. Man, I'm enjoying this.
Aren't you?
On the controversial. Go on, go on.
Artie, it's not too late to reverse course and hire Foley.
Nah, you've bunched it now, lads. Could he? 75 minutes. Absolute. The nation is outraged.
So controversial items on your Christmas dinner menu. Laura was saying mayonnaise is a travesty. Clearly coleslaw by the same measure. But I depends on what you're having for your Christmas dinner. Curry sauce, I'm not going to argue.
Unpopular opinion. Never mind the non-traditional items you add, I would take away a traditional item. I'm going to say goodbye, good luck, see you later, RIP.
Can I get cranberry sauce?
It's cranberry sauce, yeah. Every time. Jeez, why? What's it doing there?
What's the stuff that people put on beef as well? Horseradish.
No. These are things that appear on the table because one person out of six says they like it and nobody else touches it.
My wife eats this crap bread sauce.
Bread. What even is bread sauce?
This is it like.
Is it white sauce?
No. It's kind of a white sauce made out of bread. It's like mashed bread. Bread and milk and cream and butter. All mashed and boiled. Dirty things like.
What the hell is that supposed to go with?
I'd rather curry sauce than having your bread sauce.
Same, yeah.
We can do that if you like. Do you want to do that?
She's very Christmassy. We've gone very Christmassy, haven't we?
Well, it's anti-Christmas in the sense that you couldn't possibly have that on the Christmas dinner table.
Right.
We can do a bit of that. Do you know what I wouldn't like on my Christmas dinner table?
Go on.
Kieran Cuddy.
Oh, could you put me right off my dinner?
Unless he was roasted. And stuffed. Wrapped in bacon.
And
pork stuffing shoved up his arse.
Oh, do you have a red apple in this
milk? I've got to need some extra curry sauce, though. And mayonnaise and coleslaw. The rotten stuff that people have at Christmas. 0874 100 102 today. FM, lads, it's so cold. It's so cold.
I think it's okay.
Swims and indeed he does. We tested him actually. He's just after getting his next grade. He's got a new cert and it's like a pre-lifeguard course he's after doing.
Right.
We've got high hopes for next summer. He's going to be out in Dunleary actually. We've put in a word anyway, but we'll see how it goes.
He'll be volunteering, will he?
He's very excited.
He's very civic minded, is Terry.
Well, he's getting paid for it.
Okay. All right. Okay.
Yeah. And we're going to take a few bob off him for the rent, you know, to give him some responsibility. Have you seen Teddy swims?
I have, yeah.
Have you seen him swim?
No, I've not actually clocked him swimming.
Unbelievable. He's a machine.
He's like a shark going through the water, is he?
He's like a rib. You know one of those inflatable
boats with a motor on the end of it.
Right.
It's unbelievable.
It does sound unbelievable.
It's incredible to see.
Yeah.
He powers through the water. He's like a dolphin or a porpoise.
Mm.
He's a bearded man. Usually wears sunglasses. And you'd see him in the water with the sunshades on and the beard dripping wet.
And
it doesn't slow him down.
No.
It is unbelievable.
Powerful stuff.
Incredible. A sight to behold. I highly recommend it. I don't know if he's selling tickets.
Soft launch day 750.
Ireland, a very good afternoon. 750 glorious shows. You're welcome. You're beckon welcome. Welcome to your Tuesday. Ask Pascal today.
Yeah.
Ask another good man down. Absolutely devastated.
One of Mario's favourite impressions gone now. That's off the table.
It's just a man with a lisp.
I suppose, right?
It's just a man with a lisp.
Mm.
I've seen him in here a couple of times, been interviewed by Matt or whatever. I've seen him. I remember I got in the lift with him once. Didn't say anything to him. He didn't say anything to me either. He had people with him, he surrounded. Of course, as a minister, you'd have like protection and people, press people and whatever. I have no observations to make really other than that. Pascal's gone now. And we're going to be getting a new lad. The expectation is that Simon Harris is going to get, is it?
Yeah, he was supposed to release a statement about 45 minutes ago. But when I clicked on it, the Cloudflare outage that's hit everyone today had hit it. So I couldn't load the statement.
Oh, right. No, it's still speculation. We're watching the live coverage here now. We'll see. We're still waiting. God, it's exciting, isn't it?
Isn't it, though?
First a new president and now a new finance minister. And what's the crap that people... Do you know what? We can broaden it out. It doesn't need to be just Christmas. This is the story that there's some freaks that have curry sauce or mayonnaise or coleslaw at their Christmas dinner table. The thing is, though, if you're from a certain culture or whatever, you could be having curry, actual curry, with your curry sauce. For your Christmas dinner, which is perfectly acceptable.
Well, Annette's been in touch on the 087s. She says, lads, I hate Christmas dinner, so I like a pot noodle. I do a curry one. Mm. Is that fake news?
Annette, you're...
That can't be real.
You know what? If we never had turkey... My wife likes to cook... Well, actually, she's a vegetarian. What do we...
Why does she get a say?
I'm like, why do we get it? Why do we have it then? I don't know. I like sprouts.
Sure.
Sprouts are my only must-have for Christmas dinner. Anyway, if we had chicken, would we tell the difference? Would we know the difference? Probably not.
You'd notice it. Turkey's gamier.
You can't say that in this day and age.
You can't judge a turkey and what it does
you
in its own time.
You can't say
to
that.
Be fair. Chicken is of no higher moral standing than a turkey, guys. Okay?
Don't eat too start on bread sauce. It's absolutely divine from John. John, look at, to each their own. My wife likes bread sauce. I wouldn't. It looks like baby sick.
Is it lumpy like? Is it gritty?
Yeah, it's bread melted, white bread melted down. With cream and milk, I think, and butter in it. It's just like a slop. It's like slop.
Is it like semolina or something?
Kind of that sort of constituency. And she plops a lump of that on her Christmas Day dinner plate. We can bring this out, by the way, to the crap other people eat. 0874 100 102. I used to live with a guy who would have mayonnaise with everything. And that to me, that was weird. But I'm like I like the odd bit of mayonnaise. And usually if I'm having mayonnaise, I'm mixing it with ketchup.
But you'll have ketchup with most things.
I will have ketchup with most things. That's something that my family don't like, actually. Like if I'm having like any kind of eggs, I have to mingle some ketchup in there. Especially if it's a runny yolk of an egg, be it a poached or a fried egg, not a boiled egg. I know what you're thinking. I don't put ketchup inside my boiled egg, but everything else I do it, and my kids are yocked out by it. So I'm the freak in that instance. 0874 100 102. Evelyn says, "Ah, lads, I have to have cranberry sauce on my Christmas dinner and in the late night Christmas sandwich. Oh, you cannot beat a bit of jam on meat.
from Evelyn. Yeah, stick a bit of jam on your meat there, Evelyn, you dirty thing.
Do you know, I was once served beef brisket in a restaurant with a touch of marmalade. No word of a lie. And Evelyn, I gotta admit, it was better than expected.
Evelyn, I think there are some cranberry sauces that are crap, and then there are some of them that are straight up jam. So the sweeter and sugar, more sugary the, your cranberry sauce, I'd go for that. The some you get, it's kind of like a gravy with little bits of fruit in it. It's like, no thanks.
Some of it's quite sour, almost vinegary.
Not for me, Evelyn.
No, no.
Don't put sour jam on my meat. I want it sweet and sticky if you're putting it on my meat, Evelyn. And Mark says, Ray, we've ditched the turkey for the last few years because it's dry as sawdust. Well, it's whoever's cooking it, Mark. That's your fault. You melt. Pat's over there. Do you want to say hi to Pat?
Hello, Pat.
Hello, Pat.
Ray, my wife on Christmas, she has a fried bread kind of thing where she gets the juice from the turkey.
Go on.
On Stephen's Day.
I'm listening.
Puts it in a frying pan with some butter and then proceeds to put some bread into it and fry it and eat it.
Oh.
And that's her Christmas fried bread.
Is this the next day then, you're saying? Is this like St. Stephen's Day should be having the fried bread? Yeah, fried bread, that's another one. People I used to visit when I was younger, and you go and visit in their house, they'd always be having fried bread. Like, no, give me some toast, but don't be frying bread.
Too greasy?
In a frying pan.
Yeah, I've had that.
Oh, no.
Do you know not what we used to do?
Shut up, Pat's talking.
Oh, sorry.
Not my cup of tea.
No.
But she loves it. Pat, Mr. Rana.
Pat, that's you you're talking about. It's yourself, is it? And Debbie's there as well. Debbie.
Hi, guys. It's Debbie here. I can't eat the turkey without the cranberry sauce. It's so dry. So if I can't have cranberry sauce, then I'm saying goodbye to turkey.
Well, just, Debbie, here's an idea for you. Don't cook it dry. Do a wet, or make your turkey wet.
Baste it.
I don't know. I'll put you onto my wife. She does an incredible turkey, even though she doesn't eat it. What were you going to say, love? Sorry.
I was going to say, I remember all of... I had a flashback. My dad used to serve us mashed potatoes wrapped in a slice of ham. Like, rolled up. Like a... I don't know what you'd describe it. It was just... It was a slice of ham with a little bit of mashed potato, a line of mashed potato across the sliced ham, and then rolled up. So it was like a sausage roll, but it was a ham roll, and the filling was potato.
Is this, are we still on Christmas, or is this?
Yeah, it was Christmas or all year round. Just on a day, you'd get a bit of potato.
But this is what I'm asking: do you just get it on Christmas, or would you get it during the year as well?
Year round, but also at Christmas and through the season.
That's grim, isn't it?
Isn't it though?
0874 100 102. That's Irish salad adjacent, is what that is. That's like, do you know, like an Irish salad, hard boiled egg cut in half, two slices of ham, and a quarter of a tomato that's never eaten. 0874 100 102, the crap other people eat.
I do my hair, dolls, check my nails. Baby, how you feeling?
Music I love, music you love, music we all love, and we all love it together. Guys, we're all in this together. Self-launch day 750 on the little show. That could, but could it, is the question. It hasn't yet. I'm Ray Foley, there's JP.
How are you now?
On the subject of ketchup, I have to have ketchup with everything, even lovemaking.
Right.
Too much information?
No.
You decide. I'll leave that with you. And we'll be back after these. Even in the shower, lads. No, I mix ketchup with curry sauce. Even if I'm eating a curry, I'll throw some ketchup in there. Stunning.
Is it just force of habit, or is it like a crutch, or do you just love the taste of ketchup so much that it goes with everything?
I don't have it on everything. But I wouldn't have it on everything. Like, I wouldn't have it on, like, if I was in a restaurant having beef or something, I wouldn't ask for ketchup. But if I'm having chips, though, as a side, then
like
that's my kind of my path into getting the ketchup then. That's my excuse.
Okay, you feel validated, justified in asking.
Well, you'd be mortified, wouldn't you, be asking for ketchup in a restaurant unless you're getting something that's ketchup adjacent or something that requires ketchup. So the chips would be that.
Right.
But with curry in particular, Again, it's chips. Chips brought it in. Chips brought them together. A chip with curry sauce and ketchup on it. Mixed. Unbelievable.
I don't think that's as wild as you think it might be. Do you know?
Oh, I think I'm pretty adventurous. My wife would say so.
She's the one washing the sheets with all the ketchup on it.
Ray Foley on Today FM.
And tit for tat. Today FM playing the music you love. Ireland in the afternoon. Crap other people eat, or indeed you could be the crap eater. Who's that over there? That's so we've changed the system, lads, for the voice notes. So it's I can't read that. Actually, can't read that. It's Sylvia.
Yeah. Hi, Ray. The one tradition in our house every year, without fail, pickled onions with a Christmas dinner.
Pickled onions.
Is this out of a jar? Like,
would be, wouldn't it?
Yeah.
I think so.
Pickled onions for Christmas dinner. And like on the plate with the rest of the dinner, like with the turkey and the roast potatoes and whatnot.
Aren't meanies pickled onion flavour?
They're a flavour, yeah, but like I don't know about that now.
It's a must.
Is it though?
We never have them any other time, but Christmas Day, yeah.
Do you know what what is a must, Sylvia? You've given over is a must. John is there.
Ray Foley, you're a man after my own heart.
Why, John? The curry?
Ketchup on a chicken curry with chips is an absolute must.
Oh, stunning. Or a 3-in-1. Throw. You know what the 3-in-1 is?
No.
Curry sauce,
yep.
Chips,
right.
Rice from the chipper, or from the Chinese. And throw a lump of ketchup in on top of there. Oh, baby.
It is delicious. In fact, I judge people that don't put ketchup on their curry sauce.
Yeah, you are dead right, love.
Love the show.
Hey, cheers. And Jess is there as well. Hello, Jess.
Everyone in our house does mayonnaise. Has to be Hellmann's, the original. No light mayonnaise in our house.
Yeah, that's fair enough. If I'm doing mayonnaise, it's full fat Hellmann's. Hellmann's has the taste you love. Good food gets better when you put it all together with the world's best mayonnaise. Cause food loves Hellmann's. What you put on the Hellmann's, you put on the best.
Signs are biased. But it's mayonnaise and ketchup, usually the Heinz ketchup, and mixed up and it makes your burger sauce. And then...
Yeah, your pink sauce, like, yeah, your pink...
Is that a Mary Rose sauce now, is it?
It would be a Mary Rose. It would be Mary Rose adjacent, but also in Mary Rose, you might put a little bit of mustard in there.
Jesus.
Of English mustard, yeah, a little pinch.
It's and a lot of work involved.
And a little bit of Worcester sauce as well, if you're going... This is kind of a
prawn... So you're basically just clearing out your sauce press.
It's kind of a prawn cocktail. And, of course, curry sauce.
I'm weird. I have to have the McDonald's Chinese curry sauce, and then I'd have my chicken curry, whatever, and I'd have to put the Hellmann's over it.
I wouldn't thank you for the McDonald's curry sauce, but I know that's a lot of people's... You know the curry sauce you get with the nuggies?
Yeah.
That's a lot of people's favourites. Or do you mean McDonald's? The red tub, that's probably what you're talking about, yeah. The red tub of curry sauce from McDonald's, not McDonald's.
Gotcha.
But McDonald's, the chicken nuggets people, they also have a curry sauce in a tub, and it is a lot of people's favourite.
It's like a Coronation chicken curry thing. It's lovely.
Yeah. All good stuff, guys. Thanks for your correspondence on that. 0874 100 102. Christmas song?
No.
No, it's not. No Christmas songs at the end of the month, lads, but it is the darkness. Jonas Brothers and Waffle House, Today FM, playing the music you love. Thursday, Tuesday is the day. My name is Ray. JP's over there.
Right here, hi.
Joining us in studio, it's the one and only, the legendary, the Queen. It's Ciara King. Ciara King, how are you, babes?
Hello. I haven't seen you in a very long time. It's lovely to see you.
Yeah. Well, now that you're out of prison, it's nice to see you.
Yeah, my first exclusive interview about that. So thank you, for being so compassionate and giving me the time to talk about my time in prison.
I think the judge said he had to impose a custodial sentence. He had no option. Yeah. Mm-hmm. There was no choice.
There was a whole thing. We were asked, actually, once you were sent down, because you probably wouldn't have seen any of the coverage, we were approached to give our side of... Like when you remember when you had sent out those photographs of the iPhone cable up your nose?
And I'd imagine you were good character references for me.
No, honestly, I wanted a clean break. I didn't want to be attached or referenced.
Because I was approached. I wrote to you from, yeah. And you never, you
yeah,
never.
You were asking me for money.
To any of my letters. but anyway, look.
I saw you
now.
Put a message on my Bebo page.
Isn't that the main thing?
I was like, how did she have Bebo in prison?
Oh.
We've missed you though. And to be fair, I hope your timing clink has straightened you out.
You know what? I learned a lot about myself, JP.
Yeah.
What did you learn?
Did you take Spanish classes?
I'm a great teacher, so I...
Did you say kleptomaniac in Spanish? How did they say fraud in Spanish? Oh, God, Kira. You need to cop on now. Seriously, this is your chance to...
This is my second chance at life, guys.
You need to stay on the straight and narrow, Kira.
Well, that took a turn.
Very cold out, isn't it?
It is chilly, yeah.
It is, but nothing like lying on your own in a cell. That's cold, right?
That's cold, yeah. But now that you're out, I suppose you can enjoy, I suppose, the free fresh air.
Mm-hmm.
It doesn't matter how cold it is, it's free.
Like, I'm noticing birds.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And the cold, crisp November air catching me at the back of my throat. And I just feel so alive again.
Yeah.
And did you get a new phone number?
Obviously a lot of people had my number and there was a lot of abusive text messages. So I got a new one. And I won't be giving it out to too many people.
When you were ringing me yesterday, I wouldn't have picked up but for the fact that it was a new number. Because
mm-hmm.
I was like, here she is again.
No getting rid of me.
She must be out.
You must be like, oh, thank God, we've gotten rid of Kira King now, finally. Ah, well, I'm back, guys.
And we've got a new finance minister.
We do.
Oh, I haven't seen the news. I was checking about 15 minutes ago.
3 o'clock.
I stepped out of the studio, you know well I did, to get water.
Simon Harris is the new finance minister.
That's predicted,
there
right.
You go. Tell me I'm wrong, or we just keep doing
tell
this?
Tell me
this
I'm this is great wrong. Crap. Okay, so this is really exciting, and thank you for asking me to do it. This is my first time doing it.
Well, after you texted yesterday, you were like, I'm out. Are we doing the movies on Thursday still?
We wanted to distance ourselves from that sort of...
I watch so many
history.
Movies in prison, guys. I've been taking notes. I'm like, I can't wait to share my thoughts with Ray and JP when I get out.
I know, I saw the whole list on your Bebo.
Were you carving chess pieces out of stone as well while you were in there?
You know that
did
I got
did you watch Shawshank Redemption?
I watched Shawshank Redemption.
That's banned, you can't watch it inside.
I tried a little bit of the chipping, but it didn't work. I tried all those jail ideas that I've seen in all those movies, but yeah, none of them worked. Just managed to talk myself out of there.
So here's what Tell Me I'm Wrong is, right? You send in a problem that's going on in your world, a dilemma or something that, you know, it's basically AITA on Reddit, but it's on the radio. Send in your emails to jp@todayfm.com. JP will pick out the best or worst or the most interesting or something we might knock a bit of crack out of, and then we'll discuss it. Kira, in your own time.
Guys, I want to ask you about a situation that has been a problem in our relationship for the last 6 years. The entire time we've been living together, my girlfriend, who is now my wife, never ever closes the curtains or the blinds. She works from home and I usually get in at around 6:30 or 7 when it's dark, and our house is the only house on the road with every light on and every curtain and blind wide open for the entire world to see inside. Every evening I get home, I ask her why she hasn't closed the curtains, and she says she just doesn't notice them open. Her position is, who cares? Who'd be looking at us anyway? Maybe she's right. Maybe nobody will be looking at us, but I don't like the idea that somebody would be. I can't relax and watch TV knowing that someone could be outside or even just walking past and watching me watching TV. She calls me a paranoid little snowflake. I think she needs to cop on. Tell me I'm wrong.
Oh, wow. This is a fiery one. Ooh. In this cold weather.
Mm.
Not closing the curtains in the house. The wife, the girl, was a girlfriend?
The girlfriend, the wife.
Won't close the blinds. What's the big deal? He's like, why didn't you? What was the line, sorry, when he says when he comes home?
When
he comes home, sorry.
Every evening I get home, I ask her why she hasn't closed the curtains, but she says she just doesn't notice
I like
them
that.
Open.
He makes it seem very polite. Rather than coming in the door and the first thing he says, why did you close the fucking curtains? Your position, your opinion, or if indeed this affects you, be sure to reach out to us by WhatsApp 0874 100 102. We'll take your voice notes and we'll listen to those after this. Baby! So good having you back, Kira King.
Nice to be back.
My name's Ray, there's JP.
How are you now?
And Kira King's in the room with us.
Hello.
You didn't tell me I'm wrong, and the general thrust of the email, Kira,
is two people who are married and one prefers to leave the curtains and the blinds open, and it drives the other one absolutely mental because they're afraid that people are looking in on top of them.
Can we try and get to the crux of why, though? Why, you know, if it's something that bothers your partner, just close the curtains.
I think this is how you're brought up. I think this comes down to fundamentally the house that you grew up in as a child. And if you grew up in a house where there was no curtains and you were in the middle of nowhere and you didn't really care about people
like
looking
out in the country.
Like out in the country, you're not going to really worry about the curtains, are you? If you grew up in the city or if you grew up in an apartment block, you're going to close your blinds so that the neighbours can't see in. You know, or if you're living in an estate where you can see into each other's bathrooms and bedrooms and sitting rooms and whatnot. So I do think it's kind of where you grew up as an element of it, for yeah. sure.
I live in an apartment block and I would say comfortably 20% of the apartments have their blinds or curtains open, wide open. So if I'm looking across the courtyard, I can see into a variety of... I'm not there with the lights off peering out with a telescope.
Okay.
But if I wanted
yeah,
to...
Yeah, he is.
If I wanted to, I could look into loads of different apartments.
But how do you not? How do you not, though? Like, I'm not saying, like, just stand there and looking. No, but, like, it's inevitable. Like, in the it's dark. You look out your window and there's, like... Your eye is drawn to the lights.
But I would agree with JP as well. I live in an apartment block as well, and I could, like you said, look into the windows of other apartments and whatnot, and I tend not to.
But if you happen to be looking out your window, you wouldn't stop yourself from looking into an apartment.
Would you see nudie people?
Well, I've been seen nude.
You've been seen nude?
It was a pure accident, like.
And how did you know you'd been seen nude? The screams.
There was a board.
Well, the guards knocked on the door after
someone smashed the fire alarm. The building had to be evacuated.
Someone threw themselves out of a window. Yeah, no, that was a bad moment. And there was a moment where I froze and she froze. Like, yeah. There's a good 80 yards between us. Everything's smaller from a distance. All right, well, sheep up closer.
So, wait a second. Like, can I ask you a question? Were you walking around in the nude in the apartment?
I think I went into the living room after having a shower to get something. And it was a quick trip. So I wasn't even looking out the double doors, the glass doors things. And then
Were you ground level?
No, second floor.
Okay.
You have a false sense of security when you're on the second floor because you're not street level.
See, that's it.
But I was a fool for doing it. And then I look up and there she is.
Raising her eyebrows like this.
She's at the same level as my apartment. And I froze and she froze. And the thing was... I couldn't walk all the way over to the windows because I was quite a bit of a ways into
you
the apartment.
Walk away.
I had to just turn around and walk out of the room.
I think that was the right thing to do.
Yeah.
So you were the ugly naked guy in someone else's.
That'd be fair.
Sitcom, yeah.
That would be fair. Yeah.
Fascinating.
And the thing is, I judge people who do leave their windows and blinds and curtains open.
This is the thing as well. Why, like I said, if it's. If your partner said to you, would you please close the curtains? People are going to be looking in at us. Then just close them. I don't understand why she's feeling so strongly about leaving them open. Unless there's an element of exhibitionism.
There could be that.
Or she feels claustrophobic and closed in if the blinds are down and the curtains are closed.
But sure, when it's dark outside, you're not seeing anything. It's like a wall of darkness. Mm-hmm. That's the other thing. I have that thing, like it's kind of like a horror film, that if the lights are on in the room and the curtains are open and there's this wall of black, pitch black darkness on the other side, you're like, ooh.
Now you have it. What's out there? What's looking in?
What's looking in?
Yeah.
0874-100-102. Ronan's over there. Say good afternoon to Ronan.
Good afternoon to Ronan.
Good afternoon, Ronan.
Ray, I am reaching out to you. First to say, isn't it great to have Ciara King back? Love you, Ciara.
Oh my God, you shouldn't be drinking this hour of the day.
I should have deleted that one. Sorry.
Sorry, can we edit that? Lose our number. Was he in prison with you?
E-wing.
It's great to have you and hear your voice. Oh. Get into the situation, the problem.
Yeah,
he said right.
Well, you're the one with the problem, clearly. But do you want to address the email, please, sir?
So you can't relax. Everyone's looking in at you. It's true. Showing is pitch black. Your eyes just revert directly to a light.
To the dark.
They could be up to anything in there. Actually, in this case, they wouldn't be because your mind's too paranoid. But definitely, I'm definitely right in this. Yes. Get in there.
Okay, can I say something? Ronan strikes me as the sort of guy that would definitely be looking in the window at you.
Well, here's the thing. If I'm out for a walk and it's
also,
dark...
Also, thank you for your nice words, Ronan.
Thanks, Ronan, you creep. If I'm out for a walk and it's dark, like we were just describing, if you're in your apartment and there's a couple of lights on, your eye is just drawn to...
Automatically, and I get that. Yeah, and yeah. I do understand that. Like, I grew up in a house that had neck curtains. We were on the side of the road.
Sure, they're no use.
We had neck curtains, but I suppose they blocked out some of the sunlight. But we used to have people, camper vans park directly under our window. So we'd all be sitting there having dinner. And then we'd look up and there'd be two Germans looking down at us, waving. And that was really intrusive.
What? Yeah.
But my point is... they did that on purpose. That's a choice to park outside somebody's window and look in, if you know what I'm trying to say. I think it's a choice. And I know the eyes would automatically be, you know, looking at where the light is in the apartment, but I think it's a choice whether you look in or not.
Oh, no, no, no. Especially if you live in an estate, or as I do in an apartment block,
yeah, same.
And all of the apartments are similar layout. If you have the chance to look in to see what someone else has done with the layout of their home compared to yours, you're going to take that opportunity.
I do that.
Oh, they went with grey tiles. Interesting. So I would find myself leering in the window. My nose isn't pressed against
someone
the glass.
Someone in our estate, actually, I make a point of trying to look in the window. Mm. No, let me finish.
Is there a certain time of the evening you go out? You do your rounds.
Rush into judgment now. They've actually knocked all of the... They've made their entire downstairs. And we live in, like, on an estate, like. Mm. So all of our houses are identical. Hundreds of these identical houses. And they've knocked all of the downstairs walls into the one massive open plan. So every time I go past, I want to have a look at it. Because it's wild to see the house looking so totally different. But if they were walking past the window and they look at this strange man staring in the window, I'm only looking because of the walls, lads.
I do like a bit of light, right? I do. I need light, okay? Especially now in November, so my blind is kind of up the whole time, and there is, I think it, there is some sort of business building just on the kind of the outside of the apartment complex that I live in, and they have windows, and I often lie in bed with my blind up and I'm like, I wonder, is there somebody sitting in an office that can see me lying on my bed right now?
0874 100 102.
Well, this is a funny one. This very floor here in Today FM is, we're on the fourth floor, and it faces out onto a row of windows of a hotel across the road. And as we see them every day. When they're, just as they're checking in, you see some poor unfortunate that's gotten one of the rooms across here coming to the window and having a look. As you do, the first thing you do in a hotel room, looking out the window, they come to the window and you see them go, oh, Jesus, there's an entire floor of a radio station over there. People, everyone's over looking at us.
Oh, God.
And they've got big, long net curtains. There's plain net curtains, really long ones.
Yes.
And you'd see a number of people would think that that's enough coverage. But you, honestly, you can see through net curtains, guys.
JP knows. He goes from...
I know the exact sheerness of a net curtain and what will allow you to see through and not.
He knows, guys. 0874 100 102 for your voice notes. Anonymous is over there. Anonymous.
I think that guy's just nitpicking. I don't think there's anything wrong with the curtains at all. I'd say the two of them are just... probably biting at each other, and he's just using the curtains as an excuse.
I don't think, necessarily, no.
You know, if he's kind of feeling that every single time he comes home and he's like, oh, I'm just going to go mad at her about the curtains, it's becoming an issue then, isn't it? Like, do you know what I mean? He's kind of, he's expecting, he gets into the car after work and he's driving home and he's like, I know she's going to have the curtains open. I know the blinds are going to be up.
Well, you're jumping to conclusions there now. Based on one email, you're that's a leap.
That's all we can go on.
Just one small little thing. This is one small little thing.
And blinds, so, yeah. They need to.
I would be like this. If I'm at home and it's usually my kids don't have the blinds closed, they'll just like stick on the light, and then an hour later it's gotten dark out, and anyone can look in the window. And like our house is like a bomb site; it's in bits. And I imagine neighbours who have much tidier houses than ours walking past, out walking the dog or whatever, looking in and going, "Oh my God, the Foleys are animals."
They're judging the Foleys. Yeah,
they're judging.
And have a little talk between themselves and. One of them texting into the radio station is not going to help. Love the show.
Do you know what? You're absolutely right, Anonymous. And Randy's there as well. Randy, hello.
100%. I totally agree with this man. Curtains need to be closed at night time, and the paranoia is real. I mean, it's not a great scenario, I don't think. And I think he's got definitely room to maneuver.
Thanks, dude.
Ray Foley on Today FM.
We'll wrap the final judgment on this. 0874 100 102. And let's see. So does it say something about me that I'm inclined to look in? And does it say something about the emailer himself? Is he the type of person that would be that he'd be a looker-inner? Is this his admission of being a peeping Tom?
Or is he really controlling and he just doesn't want anyone looking at his wife?
Or wow, he says himself.
Wild card.
He says he can't sit and watch TV in peace. He's talking about himself, really. And the blinds are only ever closed once he gets home, because he doesn't want people looking at him. Maybe he's stunning. Maybe he's absolutely gorgeous. And she's no great shakes. And he's like, do you know what? I can't have people looking at me. I'm so beautiful.
Yeah.
Stay here. I'll play Duke Dumont in a couple of minutes. Miles Smith on the way in front. The Fate of Ophelia. Today FM playing the music you love. Ireland, good afternoon. I need to get into my cycle gear.
Oh, you have to change, yeah, before you get on the bike. Good man there. What have you got, trousers and a top?
Yeah, it's just my waterproofs.
Will we do the...
We can still do the show. We can finish off like...
What, you're going to get dressed as we do this thing, are you?
Yeah, why not?
Okay.
This Christmas, Cinderella is losing her slipper and her patience while Sammy and Buffy cause all kinds of magical mayhem at the Stadium Panto, starring Alan Hughes, Rob Murphy, Johnny Ward and an all-star cast with a special guest appearance from Panto legend Twink.
Get
Twink
that leg in there. One leg, yeah.
I really should take off the shoes, but like, you know when you do that?
Do you know we all get dressed the same one leg at a time, guys, don't we?
Oh, such a dose, isn't it?
No, absolutely, yeah. Yeah,
I'll just do it after.
Good man.
Where do you want me to ring?
Limerick, actually.
Limerick?
Should be Simone. It's ringing.
It's Hello? Ring. Hello, Simone.
Hi, Ray. How are you?
I'm good, madam. How are you?
Great.
Here's Simone.
Yes.
It's very cold, isn't it?
Oh, it's a bit chilly today now.
It's. Do you know, I was just only moaning on... Yes, it was yesterday. It was Monday. I said, it's not very Christmassy at all. Like, it's not. And I'm not saying it should be, but mid-November would usually feel a little bit more Christmassy now. And
yes.
It wasn't at all. And then all of a sudden, straight away this morning, the little bit of crisp in the air, you're like, feeling a bit festive now, lads.
Ice on the car. Have to defrost the car this morning.
Are you joking?
No. We nearly missed the bus.
Because the car was frozen.
Yeah.
It was cold up in Dublin, but it wasn't, there was no ice or anything. It was
nice.
Just cold.
Yeah. No, correct.
Yeah, we're getting there now though, lads. Come here, are you a Panto fan?
Oh, definitely. We have three little girls here that love the Panto.
Oh, awesome. What are their names?
Holly, Fia and Ava.
And what ages are they?
Holly's 11 and Fia and Ava are 8. They're twins.
Awesome. Right, well listen, I've got tickets for the Panto. This is the Stadium Panto. It's Cinderella this year.
Yes.
With Sammy and Buffy causing all kinds of magical mayhem at the Stadium Panto. Panto.ie is their website. What we're doing is it's basically kind of true or false, is it?
Correct, yeah. But we're making it more Panto style.
So
yes, I heard it yesterday.
Oh,
good
great.
Man yourself, Simone.
I love that.
At least someone's on the ball.
I don't have to explain anything. Yeah. And if you're listening now and you weren't listening yesterday, you could hump off. Actually, Simone will explain it to you. Go on, Simone.
So you just have to say, oh, yes, he is, or oh, no, she wasn't.
Yeah, but it's as an answer to a true or false kind of question. Yes.
Yeah.
Well done.
And then we'll shout at it as well, based on whether you're right or wrong.
Perfect. Great.
Are you feeling okay?
Yeah. My three helpers here with me as well.
Are they there? Ladies, hello. Hello.
Hello.
Hello. Hello. There they are. The real stars. You're three princesses, are you?
Oh, I don't know about that.
Oh, come on. Yeah, it's that time of year. They're princesses. They're Cinderella princes. They're awesome. Right, come on then. In that case, ladies, let's see if we can do this thing. You got to get all five. Otherwise, you walk away with absolutely nothing but shame.
Oh,
question. Well, it will be embarrassing. And your children in front of you there, shaking their heads at you. No Panto tickets. Oh my God, it will be mortifying. We don't want that to happen. So, let's do this thing. Question 1 of 5. Sabrina Carpenter only has 4 toes on her right foot. What do you think?
Oh no, she doesn't.
Oh no, she doesn't. Is right.
Good.
Well done. Well done, ladies. Well done.
Yeah.
Right, Simone, question 2. Oprah Winfrey, yeah?
Yeah.
Oprah's real name is Orpah, O-R-P-A-H. What do you think?
Oh, no, it isn't.
Oh, yes, it is.
Oh. I think you were distracted by the kids, so we'll actually give you that one.
Okay, brilliant.
Yeah.
Question 3. Brad Pitt is Barack Obama's cousin. What do you think?
Oh, no, he isn't.
Do you want to go again?
Oh, yes, he is.
Oh, yes, he is. Unbelievable. Brad Pitt and Barack Obama are cousins.
He must be Irish.
They're 9th cousins. Yeah. Do you know what, actually? If you think about it, you can sort of see the similarity.
Charisma.
You?
Yeah. Presence.
And the ears.
The ears are what give it away, Ray. You're right.
All of that side of the family had the classic ears. The Pitt Obama ears, as I call them.
I hear you.
And so do they.
It's a real thinker, isn't it, Simone?
Don't think about it, Simone. Mm. Don't start thinking now.
If you sure, geez, if, must be Irish.
If our listeners started thinking, we'd have no listeners.
Yeah.
Question four. The singer Lorde has an Instagram account where she rates onion rings. What do you think?
Oh, yes, she does.
Were you guessing or did you know that?
One of the girls told her.
Holly told me.
Ah, well done, Holly.
Well done, Holly.
It's called Onion Rings Worldwide. At Onion Rings Worldwide. So that's what Lorde's been at.
She's been quiet, yeah.
And question five. The writer Stephen King invented the Verdana font type. You know Verdana on the computer? Stephen King invented it. What do you think?
Oh, no, he didn't.
Yeah. He's absolutely right. You've won, Lady Fire. We'll look after you for a family panto pass. Two nights in a family room at the Trinity City Hotel in Dublin. Breakfast both mornings, dinner and what have been, sending you off to the incredible, the fabulous Cinderella. The brilliant Stadium Panto this year, panto.ie. You're winners. Well done. You're all. You're absolutely stunning.
Oh, brilliant. Thanks very much.
You're welcome very much. Thanks for listening. Thanks for playing. You were one. You're all princesses. You are. I told you you are.
Thanks. And Ray?
What?
Love the show.
Hey! Cheers, ladies. Thanks so much for playing. Turned off my microphone.
Do you know what? A blessing. Not before time.
There's a lot to be said for it. Ash on Today FM. We'll do it all again tomorrow, by the way. Will we, JP?
Oh, yes, we will.
Still got it, guys. Come on.
Ray Foley on Today FM.